Jesus. You know, we praise Jesus every Sunday here at Amazing Grace, too, if you guys want to come join us. But grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good evening. Merry Christmas. And God bless you all. Thank you for being here tonight. And my sermon title tonight is Oh, Holy Night. Amen. And we're going to do it Amazing Grace style tonight. Amen. So, but I'm very happy to see you all here tonight. And my grandbaby's back there. All right. One holy night, outside the rural town of Bethlehem, the heavens touched the earth. Angels appeared to lowly shepherds and gave them the good news that the world had been waiting for. They delivered a holy message of the Savior's arrival. The shepherds went on a holy search to discover everything they had been promised, and they found the holy child lying in a manger. That night changed the world, and nothing would ever be the same. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, give us fresh encouragement, Father, from the timeless story of Jesus' birth, and bring us into the new year with hope and anticipation of everything you have for us, Lord. We thank you for every blessing, for every healing. We thank you for the peace that we receive from your word each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, Amazing Grace, the night we've all been waiting for has finally arrived, especially for the kids, right? It's Christmas Eve, and families far and wide have gathered together to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen? The true reason for the season, as we say here all the time. And it's during the Christmas season that we identify with centuries, okay, of Christ followers who anxiously awaited the advent, as we've been talking about, or the coming of the Messiah Jesus. Advent is a unique time of the year when the church remembers hope, peace, joy, and love. Amen? Some things we should be remembering every day of the week, right? And it's the love that the Christ child brought to all of creation on that first Christmas. And that moment changed everything. It truly was a holy night, just as tonight is. Amen? You see, the very first Christmas set in motion something beautiful that continues even today. Christmas has always been a season where God transforms people's circumstances. Amen? We're all going through things. We're all in the midst of victories and defeats. But this is a time when God transforms all of our circumstances. Amen? And he redeems what is broken all around us. That's what God does. Amen? On Christmas Eve night in 1914, I don't know if any of you heard this story, but something happened. Something that still has the world scratching its head, okay? It was the beginning of World War I, and there was a fierce battle going on in Belgium between the French and the English on one side and the Germans on the other. The battle had reached a stalemate, and each side had bunkered down into their trenches. And they said they were about 60 to 80 yards apart from one another, and that the space in between them, they called it no man's land. Because anybody that ventured into that space was immediately killed. Amen? So they called it no man's land. It's estimated that over 100,000 troops were involved in this battle. And these trenches went on for miles and miles and miles. There's been movies about it. The conditions were horrible, and both sides had lost thousands of lives. Amen? There were bodies scattered all over no man's land because if you went in there, you were shot and killed. And as Christmas approached, the Germans started decorating some of the trees around their bunkers with candles. And on Christmas Eve, both sides were settled down in their respective sides with some of the British were playing their bagpipes, right? And singing some of their favorite pub songs, which no doubt brought them some sense of comfort being so far away from home and in the middle of a war on Christmas Eve. Meanwhile, on the other side, some of the Germans began to sing one of the country's most beloved Christmas carols. It was Silent Night. Amen? And after singing through it several times, something incredible happened. The French and the British joined in on their familiar tune. Unbelievably, that night led to a ceasefire that lasted until New Year's Day. On Christmas Day, each side helped the other bury their dead. And over the next week, they celebrated Christmas together. They played soccer together, they gathered around the campfires, and they told stories, and they laughed long into the night. It was a holy night. Neither side could have imagined a week of peace being born out of the singing of a Christmas carol. And yet, that's exactly what happened. A song about the birth of a baby in Bethlehem who would bring peace on earth brought peace to a war-torn battlefield. And for a handful of hours, it turned enemies into friends. Amen? True story, amen? Everyone has their own favorite Christmas carol. I guess that was theirs, amen? You know, the song that when you sing it, it warms your heart, right? Enlivens your soul. And for many, that song is O Holy Night, the song we just sang. Amen? And if we look at the lyrics of this famous carol, let's look at the lyrics of that and kind of study that a little bit. It says, O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the Spirit felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, the night when Christ was born. Right? Amen? We kind of sing through it real quick, but if you really pay attention to those words, they're so powerful. Amen? And maybe just in hearing those familiar lyrics, we can feel the beauty, right? The beauty and of the night and the joy that we share in remembering the birth of Jesus every year, right? Christmas, Advent, amen? So you may already know this, but O Holy Night actually follows the narrative of the birth of Jesus, right? That's found in today's text, amen? So it kind of follows that along. So we'll go ahead and read our scripture for today. We're going to read verses 8 through 14 here. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Amen. That's just like the song, right? In the fields outside of Bethlehem, there were shepherds, okay? There were shepherds who kept watch over their sheep during the night. They would have been on high alert to make sure that there was no attacks by wild animals or predators, amen? And but something happened that they could never have predicted that night. Rather than a lion or a wolf, there was angelic beings who appeared in the night sky, right? And they were shining with the bright light of the divine presence of the glory of the Lord. We've talked about this before in our scriptures, amen, that everybody gets scared when the angels show up, amen? It's a powerful thing to see, right? So they were shining with the bright light of the divine presence and glory of God. The shepherds were terrified, as I'm sure you and I would have been too. And I'm sure they would have been wondering, if these mysterious beings were there to harm them or there to give them good news, amen? But rather than bringing them harm, they brought them joy. So the first point tonight is the holy message. They brought them a holy message. The first words they speak to these fearful shepherds are, do not be afraid. Right? Do not be afraid. The angels did not come with bad news. They brought good news that the world had been waiting on for so long. It was a birth announcement that was going to bring new hope to their lives and to the world. Mike was clutching his pregnant wife's hand in a Colorado hospital on Christmas Eve last year when his wife stopped breathing. Mike's wife, Tracy, went into cardiac arrest during labor, and the doctors told him, we're going to take your son out now. We've been unable to revive your wife, so we have to do this now to save the baby. So after the C-section, some of the team rushed his wife to the operating room while the others handed him his son. He cradled his newborn, but his body was absolutely lifeless. The doctors feverishly worked to revive the baby as Mike held him. Soon he began to breathe, and not long after, he learned his wife had inexplicably started breathing again. Amen. Mike said, my legs went out from underneath me. I had everything in the world taken from me, and in an hour and a half, I had everything given back to me. Amen. And Mike credits the hand of God that brought them back to him. Amen. And Tracy still calls it her miracle birth. Praise God for that. Well, there was another miracle birth. Amen. In fact, the greatest miracle birth in the true story goes like this. The angels told the shepherds that in the city of David, a Savior had been born. You see, the Israelite people, they had been waiting for this moment for as long as any of them could remember. The arrival of the Messiah meant that they would be rescued. No longer would they have to live in bondage to sin. They would now experience peace, even in the midst of oppression and struggle. They would experience true joy as the brokenness of their lives would be redeemed. This newborn baby, who they would find wrapped in swaddling cloth, was the hope they had all been waiting for. The message that he had finally arrived was holy, set apart, and sacred, as it still is today. This holy message was special for many reasons. First, it was holy because of who was receiving it. Of all the people who would have been in line to receive the news of the birth of God's Son, the shepherds in the community would have certainly been last in line. Amen. The shepherds were always last in line. The fact that the angels came to them first seems to suggest that this good news is truly, as it says in verse 10, for all people. Amen? For all people. From the least to the greatest, from the poor to the rich, from the nobodies to the somebodies. Jesus was born and is Savior to all of us. Second, if it was holy because of who was giving it. These divine messengers had arrived on behalf of God Himself. The good news is that God was not somewhere far off and distant. He had now come close in the form of a human being to save the world. God with us, Emmanuel. The angels had given an indication as to where the baby would be. They said, in the city of David, there would be a child wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. And if God had come to earth and was bringing hope, peace, joy, and love, then the shepherds, they knew they had to find him. The second point being the holy search. It seems that every single person is searching for something in life. Amen. We're all searching for something. Some are searching for meaning and significance. Others are searching for happiness and fulfillment. And the problem, though, is that many of us are searching for these things in the wrong places. In many ways, it's a hopeless search. But here we read about a search that's different. It's a holy search. Amen? A holy search for the arrival of Jesus. And in him is found all of our meaning, all of our significance, all of our happiness, all the fulfillment, and so much more that we want and need. Verse 15 says that when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." The shepherds were going to waste no time in going on the search for Jesus. The Lord had revealed to them that the child would be born and that that child was going to change the world. This was the kind of news that they had to discover for themselves. When we value something in our lives, we're willing to do whatever it takes to find it. Amen? Whatever it takes. So tonight we thought it'd be appropriate, because it is Christmas, amen? So we put some hidden gifts throughout the room under random seats in the room, okay? So without getting too crazy, you might find a little gift underneath your seat. There's like a Bible holder under there, so if you want to reach right down the center of your seat, you might have a gift there, amen? There's only six of them, so you guys are lucky if you got one. Amen. Everybody's going to get gifts when we leave, though, okay? Amen. This is just a bonus here. Anybody find one yet? Teresa got one. Hey, you got one over here, too? Hey, there's one there. Three. Should be three more. Don's going to be looking after everybody leaves tonight, so. Should be right in the center underneath your seat, so. So the point is, while you guys are searching, the quick response from everyone in the room proves my point. Amen? When we really think something is important, valuable, or prized, we're quick to go on the search. Amen? We're quick to go on the search. During this time of the year, we're reminded that there's nothing more valuable, though, than the birth of Jesus Christ into the world. Amen? No gift is valuable as that. His birth gives us hope that our lives can change. Amen? And that's the greatest gift, that our lives can change. His birth gives us joy because he offers us salvation, right? That's a joy nobody can take away from us. His birth gives us peace by making us right with God. That's the point, amen? That's why he came, to make us right with God, to restore that relationship. His birth offers us love through Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross. You see, the birth of Jesus changed everything, and it has the power to change everything for all of us tonight. Amen? And that's what it does. That's not my tree, Nas. She said, "Are you going to put your tree up again?" I said, "Well, Christmas is an invitation to eat." My grandkids are like, "Whoa," right? They're ready. Going to Tata's house tonight. All right. Tamales, too. Okay, you're all invited. No, I'm just kidding. Christmas is an invitation to each and every one of us to value Jesus Christ more than any gifts under the tree. Amen? More than our own ambitions, more than our bank accounts, more than our selfish desires, more than any other thing that we could ever search for. We search for Jesus by opening our lives and our hearts for him to take up residence. Amen. Jesus is not hard to find either. He came to us that first Christmas morning, and he's still right here with us tonight. Amen. He is not hard to find. The difficulty we often struggle with, though, is in allowing Jesus to truly lead our lives, to turn ourselves over to him completely. So this year, may we join the shepherds, amen, in their holy search to see what this holy message is all about. The Bible makes a promise to us that when we truly search for Jesus, We will find him. We will find him. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Amen. Amen. When you seek him with all your heart. God's not playing hide and seek with us. Amen. In fact, through Jesus, God came to us. Through Jesus, Emmanuel, right? He longs to be with us and to guide and direct us by his Holy Spirit. God came to heal the brokenness in all of our lives, to give us purpose, to transform us, and to give us hope. The shepherd's search ended in a dirty stable with a young couple and a newborn baby. The God of the universe, amen, that created the universe, humbly came to a world that was in need. In need for him and salvation. There's the baby. Amen. His eyes are closed, but they're blue. I'm pretty sure they're blue. That's a Mexican joke there. In Mexico, all the Jesus babies got blue eyes, just so you know. I've seen it with my own eyes. All right. But look it up, yeah. Verses 16 through 20. "So they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. But Mary treasured it up, all up in her heart, all these things, and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." The shepherds confirmed all that had been told them by the angels in the most unexpected of places, right? Why is a king going to come to a stable? Amen. You would not expect a divine to come to earth in this manner. If God was to come to the world he created, you would think he would come in great fanfare, right? Great fanfare. Perhaps as a powerful leader, calling on the wealthy and the famous, the palaces or the kings. However, heaven touched earth in humility. Amen. As an example for us. Amen. In humility and obscurity. But in the middle of the mundane was something completely holy. Point three, the holy child. The word holy means sacred and set apart. Jesus was not just some ordinary child. He was sent to earth with a divine mission. Though that mission began in the cradle, it was going to culminate on a cross. Jesus' sacred assignment was to come and live a perfect life, pointing people to his Father, ultimately being executed in horrific fashion by crucifixion as a pure sacrifice for the sins of the world, our sins. Amen? Our forgiveness, redemption, and new life are all made possible by this holy child. The shepherds could not help but tell everyone they came in contact with that they had met the Messiah. They spread the word that God had come and made his dwelling among his people to rescue them from their sins. Thank you, Jesus. That's good news, and everyone was amazed. So this Christmas, amen, will you share more than just gifts and perhaps a meal with family? As you receive the good news of Jesus, will you share that good news with others? Not just at Christmas time, but all the time, amen? Will you share the power of God's arrival among us? Will you share the joy that you have in him? 16th century theologian Martin Luther once wrote this poem about Jesus' birth and captured that holy night in Bethlehem. It goes like this. It says, "Ah, dearest Jesus, holy child, make thee a bed soft, undefiled, within my heart that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee. My heart for very joy doth leap. My lips no more can silence keep. I too must sing with joyful tongue the sweetest ancient cradle song. Glory to God in the highest heaven, who unto man his Son hath given, while angels sing with pious mirth a glad new year to all the earth. Amen. Is that up there? Oh, praise God. So all eyes are on Jesus tonight. Amen. All eyes on Jesus. You two kids, all eyes on Jesus tonight. He is the reason for the season. He's the reason that we've gathered here tonight. He's the true meaning of Christmas. He is our hope for a new life. Will you, like those on that very first Christmas, open your hearts to the beauty and the power of Jesus, allowing him to heal your hurts, transform you, and lead you into a new life? And remember, it's not only the greatest gift, it's a free gift. Amen? Amen. It's a free gift and the true reason for the season. So may you all have a holy night tonight. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being here. Merry Christmas, and let us pray. Lord, on this holy night, I pray for all those that are struggling. Whether it's health, provision, or peace, we lay it all at the cross tonight. And Lord, we thank you for this day and for the love shared by all gathered here. We remain eternally grateful for the gift of Jesus in our world. And we pray that our eyes be opened to the ways in which he continues to be active in our lives, blessing us each and every day. May we live an attitude of gratitude, be forever grateful, be kind, be hopeful, and may we give it all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.